USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional negotiators are in danger of missing the February 18th deadline for passing the annual appropriations for fiscal 2022. A shutdown is unlikely, but members of the Senate Appropriations Committee from both parties warn that if negotiations fail, it will increase the likelihood that President Biden will have to settle for a year-long stopgap funding measure to keep the government open. North Las Vegas police are investigating a six-car crash with nine people dead in North Las Vegas over the weekend. The driver of a Dodge Challenger was speeding and ran a red light, causing the collision involving 15 people. North Las Vegas Councilwoman Pamela Goines Brown calls the crash senseless.
On behalf of the mayor and this council, our thoughts and our prayers are with the families who are experiencing a tremendous and unnecessary loss due to a careless sense of act.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United Arab Emirates military said Monday it intercepted a ballistic missile fired at Abu Dhabi by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen just hours after Israel's president began a historic visit to the Persian Gulf country. The missile attack caused no injuries and fell harmlessly to the ground. Hunter Biden and two business associates received a grand jury subpoena regarding their business dealings in China about 17 months before the 2020 presidential election. The order sent by the Department of Justice to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank asked for the records of any international financial transactions for the past 5 years involving Hunter Biden, his uncle James Biden, and former business partners Devon Archer and Eric Sherwin. 50-year-old Hunter Biden disclosed the probe in a statement released by his father after the presidential election. In October of 2020, a computer hard drive holding the contents of Hunter's laptop contained a treasure trove of emails detailing his controversial overseas business dealings, as well as explicit photos and videos. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Justice Stephen Breyer announced last week he will be retiring from the Supreme Court this summer. Justice Breyer at his press conference reflects on the wisdom of our forefathers.
We are now engaged in a great civil war to determine whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. See, those are the words I want. To see an experiment. And that's what he thought. It's an experiment. And I found some letters that George Washington wrote where he said the same thing. It's an experiment. That experiment existed then because even the liberals in Europe, you know, they're looking over here and they're saying it's a great idea in principle, but it'll never work. But we'll show them it does. That's what Washington thought. And that's what Lincoln thought. And that's what people still think today. And I say, well, I want you, and I'm talking to the students now. I say, I want you to pick just this up. It's an experiment that's still going on. And I'll tell you something. You know who will see whether that experiment works? It's you, my friend. It's you, Mr. High School student. It's you, Mr. College student. It's you, Mr. Law School students. It's us, but it's you. It's that next generation and the one after that. My grandchildren and their children. They'll determine whether the experiment still works. And, of course, I am an optimist, and I'm pretty sure it will. Does it surprise you that that's the thought that comes into my mind today? But thank you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.